Well, 1 Peter chapter 5, I'll read this verse, and God's been working it in my heart since yesterday in a particular way. And I've been preaching 32 years, and I preached this verse multiple times without question. I've preached it multiple times. But God showed me some things in here, in these short few words in this verse yesterday, some things I've never saw before and want to look at tonight and try to be a help to you as you're here in the house of God. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, the Bible said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I'll read that again. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you for a season of prayer that we have enjoyed tonight. Thank you for the song of Zion. And Lord, indeed, wonderful words of life. Indeed, I thank you for your word. I thank you for these people that have assembled themselves together tonight. Your people, Lord, in your house, I pray now for just a little while, you'll strengthen my voice and my body. I pray for unction from the Holy Ghost that I might preach to help your people. Give us all hearing ears and receptive hearts. Lord, save that soul nearest hell tonight. Help your people. But above all, I want to exalt your name tonight. For Lord, thou art worthy to receive all the honor, the glory, and the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. I want to read it one more time. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I'm going to preach tonight, Lord, helping me just a few minutes on this subject of, oh, yes, he cares. Oh, yes, he cares. Sometimes in our life, we get thinking that nobody cares. We get in the battles of life, the problems of life. And if you're not careful, your flesh will say, ain't nobody interested. The devil will be sure to send a demon by, and that demon will whisper to you, God don't care. Nobody cares. But I want to tell you, God still cares. There's an old song, The Inspiration Son, recorded back in the 70s, that said, God still cares. The sun rose this morning. God still cares. The bird sang his song. There's a peace that is anchored in Jesus. God still cares. God still cares. Hey, I'm glad to know whether the sun shines or it's the blackest midnight, that God really cares for you, and he really cares for me. It doesn't matter if you got a dollar or if you ain't got two nickels to rub together. God still cares. It doesn't matter if you're at your best health or if you're the sickest you've ever been. God still cares tonight. I've got looking at some things about the verse and going to look at two in a quick way tonight. I look first tonight at the exposition of this verse. And what I mean just simply by exposition, kind of explain, dig around at some truths that I find in the verse. We see first of all in this verse about our cares. And we all do have cares. Now that word cares does mean anxieties. It means worries. It means things that distract us. It also means to draw in different directions. Have you ever found yourself, it felt like it's being pulled from all sides? That's the cares that you have, the anxieties, the worries that we all have. Now, for you that never worry, pray for your preacher. I can worry because I don't have nothing to worry about. I probably got some company in here tonight. Amen. We all have cares. We all have things that worry, trouble, bother us. I thought there's the personal worries. That could be your family or your health. A particular worry that brings back to my mind, Paul said, the care of the churches. Hey, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that may make us worried tonight, anxious about some things going on in our life. Well, our cares, I want you to remember this. Our cares will do three things. First of all, they disrupt the believer. They disrupt your mind. Amen. Hey, you know the main thing that happens when you get anxious and worry? Your mind won't quit running. Have you noticed that? You say, preacher, I'm not sleeping well. Your mind's running, is it not? That's what's going on. It keeps rehearsing things. It keeps making things up. And I did word that right. It makes things up. We see something, yes, that is a problem, but we begin to add to it. We begin taking the worst case scenario with that situation, with that problem in our lives. Amen. We can get physical problem, then we go from having something that maybe don't worry much at the moment, but as you think about it, it just grows bigger and bigger and bigger. Then you begin to rehearse every kind of disease known to man in your mind. Amen. Hey, you could have financial trouble and you think we'll make it, but then you say, wait a minute, this will come out on such and such date of the month, and your mind goes to working. What is that? It's disrupting us. Where we've been serving God, where we've been singing the good songs of Zion, praising the Lord, enjoying the good things of God. An interruption comes from the worries, the cares of this life tonight. They disrupt the believer. Then let me say this, they discourage the believer. Because the moment you're distracted in your mind, you've been interrupted with worries, hey, you become discouraged in a matter of moments. It might take a day for some. Sometimes it's so quick, it's like it knocks the wind out of you. Now, there are certain circumstances, friend, will get you quicker than others. I know that. But I'm promising you, when you're disrupted, your mind's racing, then you'll find yourself discouraged. Some of you may come in discouraged tonight. I don't know. You see, we all can come in. I've learned to smile through the years. As a pastor, I'm not hiding it as well as I used to when I was younger. When I was younger, you'd never been able to tell if I was even sick. I could just go on, but as you get older, you can't hide things as well. But I still try to smile. Amen. I still want to try to encourage you. Even if something ain't right in me, I still want to help you. Amen. That is my heart desire. That comes from my heart. I want to help you. I know you could have come in here bewildered, maybe at a crossroads of decision-making time. Maybe you're just flat out discouraged with life. It happens. So we see our cares disrupt the believer, discourage them, but they also decrease the believer. You say, what do you mean by that, preacher? They decrease our devotion to God. Where we once were fired up, excited, we began to decline. We began to cool off. We began to back off. We decrease in our attendance to church. It is amazing that the first tendency when trouble comes is, I don't know if I'm going to go today. I don't think I'll go tonight. I'm just going to stay at the house tonight. It is something about the flesh. What's happening? You're decreasing. You're backing up. And we all are tempted to do it. Amen. We'll decrease in our prayer life. You ever been built bewildered? You ever had something pressing on your mind that it's hard to form words to pray? There have been times I've got down to pray, and about all I got out was, oh, God. Amen. You ain't, you will. You will. Hey, I couldn't think what to pray. I mean, my mind's racing, and I'm troubled, and I'm disturbed, I'm anxious, I'm worried. Oh, and I decrease in prayer because I'm not able to get my words to come together like I want. Amen. We decrease in our Bible study. When you begin, your worries, your troubles overwhelming you, you begin looking at the Word of God, and at the first onset, it looks just like letters on paper. Amen. You ought to be a preacher and need to preach 3 times a week. Amen. You talk about letters on a piece of paper, and they might as well be alphabet soup stirred up. Amen. This happens sometimes. And we'll back off of getting in the Word. And by the way, the Word of God is how He speaks to us. It is by the Word of God that He encourages us, that He blesses us, that He instructs us. Hey, when worries come, when troubles come, that's when we need the book more. Amen. Hey, we'll decrease in our witness. It's hard to make yourself want to talk something bad about Jesus when you've been wrestling all day. I think Jesus has forgot who I am. Amen. All you do, I'm telling you, it's going to come. You're just a little bit reluctant wanting to share the gospel when you've been already bombarded with trouble and worries is consuming your mind. Amen. We have cares. So we see our cares in this verse. And I see also the casting of our cares. He said, casting all your care upon Him. That word casting does mean to throw upon. It also means having deposited with. It means, now listen to this, a direct once for all committal to God of all that would give us concern. We are literally taking it off of us and saying, I'm tired of bearing it and I can't bear it. And we cast it over on Him. Amen. Hey, I'm going to make a statement here. Sometimes we live as though we enjoy being a pack mule. Amen. We sometimes maybe, whether we know it or not, or mean it, we must enjoy being loaded down. Because how long do you go before you unload? Amen. How many days do you try to carry the burden that's on you before you ever cast it on the Lord? Amen. He said you can cast all your care upon Him. Now casting our cares on Him is not always easy. Why is that? Well, as I've been studying, I run across something here, wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. A man said this, men sometimes are reluctant to entrust their cares to someone else. They believe that no one else is as concerned about their life as they are. I want you to think about that a minute. Well, I'm going to read it again. Men sometimes are reluctant to entrust their cares to someone else. They believe that no one else is as concerned about their life as they are. Sometimes you think you're more concerned than God's concerned. That's right. Hey, for those that won't say amen, here's how you do it. Nod your heads. Yes, preacher, I've done it. I'm guilty. Amen. Yes, sir. Hey, we find that we think, man, ain't nobody going, this is tough, this is bad. And the Lord said, I'm waiting. I'm here. I've not gone nowhere. I have not deserted you. I've not left you. I am right here. Amen. Hey, why carry the load when you can cast it upon Him? Amen. You can take all your cares, that sack of trouble, and throw it over on Him. Amen. And why? He goes on and says, He careth. That's the third thing ever. He careth. Now, I want to help you something here. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. That word careth there, I want you to listen closely. and been word studying this for a couple of days. It means to be of interest to concern. It means care that comes from having an interest in someone. Care that is the result of forethought. You understand, before your trouble come, God knew you was going to have the trouble. And he is waiting to bear your burden. He's waiting on you. He knows what's going on. You're loaded down, and you need to cast your care upon him. Now, while I've been word studying, I'm going to say something. For some of you, you're going to cut me off here. Other half of you are going to be fine with it. But when I word study, yes, I even look in the Greek. I do. Hope that don't bother you too bad. I'm looking for the meaning of words, and I dig and I dig and I dig. And I got studying. You got this word care, cast all your care. And then it said, for he careth. Now you take the suffix off, the TH there. You just got the word care there. The word care, now listen to me, where it said, for he cared for you. That word is singular in Greek. That first word care is in the plural form. Preacher, what in the world does that mean? Well, you've got many cares. Won't that sink in? You have got many cares. And I've been waiting all 2 days to tell you this right here. Inside, I could blow up right now. God has one care, and that's you. Are you listening to me? You've got many cares. Right? God, that's make me want to run. You got a lot of stuff in your life. But he said, I've just got one main concern, and you it. Are you listening to me? If it dawns on you, they're going to catch you in your backyard. The law going to get called on you. You better let her out here. Amen. You think about that. The God of heaven that spoke everything into being keeps everything running right on course. Keeps the earth hanging right in the right place, that we don't burn up. Hey, that we don't freeze up. And this same God said, I've got one care and you're it. Amen. And then I'm going to say this. Our good King James Bible with its ETHs, I say hallelujah for it. For that's a continuous thing. He said, I'm caring now, and I'm going to care later, and I'm going to care tomorrow, and I'm going to care next week, and I'm got great God in heaven. I'm going to care 30 days from now, 300 days from now. Hey, you are my main concern. He cares about you. Hey, can I say to you young folk, he cares with the trouble you're facing. Now, these adults, it may seem trivial, but it's your concern, it's your care. For an adult with all the bills, with all the health, hey, young folk don't understand why we get work. Hey, but it's our cares. But God said you could cast it all on him. He said, I can carry it. I'm more than able to. You've got multiple cares. I've got one care, and you're my main care, my main concern. Amen. Hey, friend, if a sparrow can't fall and God not know it, don't you think he knows you? Oh, friend, I'm just saying, oh, yes, he cares. He really cares for you. Now, I want to say this. We saw the exposition of the verse. Secondly, and I'm about done. This won't take but a moment here. The examples of this verse. For you find the example of casting in the book of Luke, chapter 19. We find the triumphal entry of Christ. You find in Luke 19:35. Here is the example, because it is the same word as is used in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. As they went to loose that colt, a burden bearer. That's what a mule is. It bears a load. You hear me? And we find in Luke 19:35, and they brought him, brought the colt to Jesus, and they cast their garment upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. As they did with their garment, their coat, their prior shawl, whatever, they cast it over on that mule. Jesus said, you can do that with me. I can bear it all. They ain't too much. Just remind you how strong, how big God is. And I remind you quickly before I move on, he said in Isaiah that the government shall be upon his shoulder. Not shoulders, but shoulder. One. All of them. Hey, if one can handle all the government of this whole world, I think that other one can handle everything you got. That other one can handle everything I got, that we can cast upon him, that we can put upon our Lord. He really cares. Amen. Just like they put that over on them, that's how simple it really is tonight. Casting it on to him. Then let me say this, talking about these examples of the verse. You find the examples of the Lord caring. Psalm 103 verse 13 said, God cares as a father, for as a father pitieth the son. Hey, he pities us. We find God cares as a mother. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 13. Hey, a mother cares. God cares even more so than a mother can. Hey, God cares as a hen in Matthew 23 and verse 36. He said, as a hen gathered her little ones, or gather her young. Hey, we've heard all the illustrations. We've read about them, have you not? Yet when you heard men preach that text where those hens have called their little ones in, when a chicken hawk would come to attack and they'd take the full blunt up to save those little ones, or when fire come, I've heard multiple reports where that hen would gather her young under and would get burnt to death. And people have come by, walking through the charred remains, touched the hen and it fall over, burnt dead. And underneath them chicks come running out. Why? Mama hen took all the fire. And I'm going to tell you, that's what God's doing for you. He'll gather you up under his wing. He'll take the fire. He'll take all the fiery darts Satan's got. He'll take everything that's a beating upon your world tonight. I'm telling you tonight, as a hen that loves her little chicks, God loves you even more. Amen. Hey, God cares as an eagle. For Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 and 12, that eagle bears her young on its wings. But when you don't even know how to fly, he can get you on his wing, let you fly. Amen. Hey, as God cares as a shepherd, we spent weeks about that. Friend, I'm telling you tonight, God really cares about you. That's why I'm saying, I'm preaching on, oh yes, he cares. Oh, you don't have to worry or fret. He really cares. He does. He loves you tonight. Now, I'm going to say this. If you're not saved, he wants to save you. Because without him, you've got nobody to carry your load. But those of us that are saved have somebody that will never leave us nor forsake us, and he will carry our load tonight. He really cares tonight. Whatever's going on in your life, I'm telling you, the Lord is your answer right here at Gateway on this Wednesday night. If you're watching by internet, he's your answer. He's your only hope. He's your only help. There is none else. You can come to me and I can pray with you, but I can't bear your burden. Not like the Lord can. I can go to the Lord in prayer, and I will. But only God's the one that can relieve you of that load that's on you. Ain't another man, woman, boy, girl in this world can do that but God himself tonight. And he really, oh yes, he cares tonight. Father, take the message and use it. Lord, I've tried to encourage you people and remind you people and remind myself that you care tonight. Help us now in the furtherance of this invitation. Lord, for that child of God, burdened down and almost broken down, I pray tonight they'll run to you, cast their care upon you tonight. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Help us now in the invitation in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. Is there someone in the sanctuary tonight that said, "Preacher, I'm lost. I don't know Christ as Savior. Pray for me. I need to be saved." Anybody? I preach mainly to those of us that are saved. Is there a child of God burdened down tonight, heavy laden? Boy, the pressures of life are on you. Things you don't know necessarily what to do about. You lift hands and say, "Preacher, pray for me that I cast it on." Amen. 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 There is no shame in admitting you're loaded down. That's why many are still carrying. You're ashamed to admit it. But we do get loaded down. But the good news is we can unload. We can cast it on the Lord tonight. I want us to stand while we sing. This altar's open. I urge you, yea, I even beg you, come to the altar tonight. Cast your care on the Lord. Let him help you while we sing.